On weekday afternoons, the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Drive and Joseph E. Lowry Boulevard west of downtown Atlanta flows heavy with vehicle and pedestrian traffic. On one corner sits a row of shops, and on certain afternoons, you'll find Darren Hicks right outside of one storefront passing out flyers.
If I'm on this corner, I say, how you doing today? You know we have a free computer lab right here. It's free, everything's free, and you come in and go online and take care of your business.
Walk inside, and you might find one of the lab's regulars.
This is actually like my office.
Jafferal Jenkins is an aspiring rapper with cerebral palsy. On the day I met him, he was using a walker to get around. He's used the lab to apply for jobs, but says it's been hard to find steady work. In the meantime, he's focusing on his music and uses the lab to promote it.
With the help of one of the lab's volunteers, he plays me one of his songs.
And this is one of 6 mixtapes that I'm gonna possibly drop, along with a movie and along with the clothing line also.
We might have people who have come in to do their taxes. We've had elders who've come in who've never really used computers before. We're not saying don't come in and do Facebook. Even if it's just consumption, increasing your digital literacy is a good thing.
Cherie Davis Faulkner runs the Westside Communities Alliance, an organization from nearby Georgia Tech that works to connect community groups in Atlanta's Westside neighborhoods. The group launched the lab in 2013. It's a modest storefront operation, just 6 laptops on a few desks pushed up against mostly bare walls.
But the reality of it is that it doesn't take a lot to have a computer lab.
Davis Faulkner says they picked the storefront for its visibility. It's also in the middle of an area where at least 30% of residents live below the poverty line. According to U.S. Census data, that's exactly the kind of place where people are less likely to have computer and internet access.
We know that a number of people don't have access to internet accessible computers in the community, and that nowadays services, job opportunities, you name it, are mostly available online.
And the lab provides those resources and computer help to anyone who might need it, free of charge and with no time limits. Davis Faulkner says some days they draw as many as 20 users. That's an impact that matters to Precious Muhammad. She grew up in the community and rents the storefront to the lab.
Do you make money on this?
No, I don't make any money on this, but this is more valuable than money.
On the days the lab isn't open, the storefront sits empty. But Muhammad says it's more important to her that the community has a place to learn.
People don't go to gyms because they feel intimidated. People don't go to computer labs because they feel like they're not smart enough. But what this brings is that relationship and that assistance to just help them cross over technology.
That's what brings in aspiring rapper Jafferal Jenkins. He has a computer at home, but chooses to come to the lab anyway.
Because you have somebody who can actually sit down with you and assist you with the computer. So I know I can get help with it, and it's done the right way.
And doing it the right way matters, whether you're sending off an application for a steady job or sharing your music with the world. For GPB News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.